iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter in the studio with me. I got the guys from Defiant. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. It's been long overdue that we've been trying to plan this out. I think since summertime, right, Joe?
That's right. Yeah, since Puddle of Mud Show.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's have you guys introduce yourselves, because we have the whole band here, and that way you can kind of distinguish each voice with the name and what they do. So we'll start from my far left.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Your name? Paul. What you do in the band?
Play bass.
I'm Joe. I play guitar.
I'm Al. I do guitar and vocals.
I am also Paul, and I play drums.
He's the better looking one.
That's just not true.
It is true.
Well, I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can have that dispute later outside.
If my wife and I have a very destructive divorce, I'm going after Paul B first.
Okay.
So that's, I think, my, he would be more gentle.
Yeah.
I'm flattered.
I thought you said I'm fatter. I'm like, yeah.
He did. He did say that. He did.
There's more grips.
So it feels That's like gross. It's been longer, but you guys, you just got together in, what was it, 2019? Or is that the first time you guys played out? Or
2018.
What?
The summer of 2018 is whenever I got in the mix with you guys. So,
yeah. So the band did exist prior.
Yes and
You're
no.
the John Corabi.
No. So, no. God, no. No. He would be like the...
I liked John Corabi, for the record, so just saying.
He's the Ringo, because no one knew Pete Best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So no one knew anyone that... Like, we never played out, and we didn't have anything out there before Al, so he's the original singer. I mean, we were kicking around, goofing off. Paul B was the first one with me, and we were kicking around with a different drummer and trying to find a vocalist. Nobody was ever... in my opinion, hired until Al, right?
We almost had Woody Allen.
Really? Yeah, we did have a guy that looked very much like Woody Allen.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he like had one of those people that had a name that fit the other celebrity. And
he just looked like Woody Allen.
Yeah, just looked like Woody. And then, I consider him the original vocalist, too.
Yeah,
but okay. Paul C., we did have a couple shows with another drummer before, and then he split, and Paul C. stepped in. Right, probably right at the end of 2018, right? Going into 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been like November. There was maybe a Fat Daddy show, but OTEP.
Nobody remembers that.
OTEP was really the first show that I played with you guys.
So let's. You guys weren't together that long, and all of a sudden, boom, you're opening up for OTEP, and then before you know it, Buck Cherry, and then before you know it, what was it, Puddle of Mud, and.
Kicks, LA Guns.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kicks. LA Guns, was it Reverb?
We did one at Chameleon, yeah.
Okay.
We just had a lot of promoters and bookers and sound guys and random people in the scene who heard us and believed in us. I don't think we would be anywhere close to where we're at right now if it wasn't for, you know, those first shows. We had nothing on recording. We had no presence whatsoever, and we had a couple of people that just really... gave us an edge and gave us an opening to play.
But
for
you
some
could
pretty
sell
big
tickets like mothers. Yeah,
yeah, well, that's kind of how we made our name originally. It was really. I guess I can name people and venues, right? Brandon and Frank Phobia from Anthrophobia at Chameleon Club. We did a show in the Lizard Lounge with a band from Sweden, Mustache, really good band. But and we sold a bunch of tickets for it. We did well. We brought people in, and so then they. Gave us a chance, and they gave us the OTEP show, did real well on that one, then it snowballed into Kicks.
Well, they gave us, Kicks that night then, before
at
we
the OTEP
left.
Show. Yeah. At the OTEP show, yeah. So, that was, playing live and bringing people in really was how we kind of made our...
Yeah, because it's kind of weird, because right now, bands are taking a whole another method of trying to get known out there through YouTube.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of a cross between doing original stuff and doing covers.
Right.
But back in my day, when I first started doing radio, it was, you know, well, let's go play a whole bunch of gigs where, like, it's really popular that people are going out to see cover bands, and we'll just casually, like, you know, throw in one of our originals here and there the club owner won't notice, and then eventually, you know, once the crowd gets to know it, then it's like, well, the club owner won't care, and then, you know, because they're doing the original stuff. But what do you think is the best method right now, considering that I guess you guys have tried gone a few different routes, and after being together for what's it been 2 years, you ended up getting a deal with Curtain Call Records.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'll even, like, in the Central Pennsylvania Music Awards, the metal category, Ascent Like Wolves is nominated with us, and they have an amazing album they put out, but they haven't played in, I think they said, a show in over 2 years. So there are bands that more focus on the social media and online and streaming presence, and I will be the first to say we are probably not the best at that.
No.
We prefer to play live.
Yeah.
So we...
You're more people.
We are not great at the social media, you know, what do they call them? The algorithm, like even figuring out how it works. We're just not the greatest at it.
We have the faces for radio, not for video.
Yeah.
Me too.
Right. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Paulie's pretty.
That's good. Right. He is the better looking.
He is
Paul,
the better
right?
looking. Paul.
That's right.
Sure. But I mean, that's even how we started. We started as basically a cover band with some originals. We had a lot of covers in our initial sets when we were originally started playing. We had pretty much the same amount of covers that we did originals, just to fill out a time slot. It was just when we were early on, we weren't really writing much, and as we started writing more, we started like eking the covers out, and then eventually just became an all original band that'll occasionally play a cover, you know, traditionally like you would see, you know, a band do nowadays. I think it's kind of two schools of thought. I think some people will have a lot who are in bands have a lot more fun just writing music, producing music, making music, and then just putting it online. And then there's bands that like to do all of that stuff but then play live. There's a lot of bands that are really have a great time not playing live because they have a really good internet presence. I think like Polyphia and stuff like that, for like the bigger name bands, made a really, really solid name for themselves just from the music alone rather than their big stage performance. But then you have bands from back in the day like Kiss. Yeah, Kiss's music is great, but you go to a Kiss show to see the show.
Right.
You know, it's a big spectacle. You go to Pink Floyd to see the lasers. You go to GWAR to see the gore, you know. And I think we're trying to be that in, you know, in the new age, is be just a solid metal punk band that you go to see a fun show.
Do you consider it partially punk?
I think that I think that Joe and I have a lot of punk influences. A lot of our growings up was, for me, it was a lot of early 60s and into the 70s, like rock and roll and classic rock stuff. But when it comes to harder music, it was a lot of the Misfits, it was a lot of the Ramones, Descendants, a lot of skate punk. I grew up a skateboarder, so I had a lot of that skater punk and thrash influences as well.
Gotcha.
But I think we kind of take from everybody.
Can I just say right off the bat, I don't know if people listening at home are noticing this or not, but for as heavy of a band as you guys are, interview wise, you guys you're all very soft spoken.
I know. That's what everybody
says. We exert all of our energy on the stage.
See, now Paul's getting louder.
Right.
It's becoming like, don't call me soft spoken.
Yeah. My friends and family say the same thing, because all of my friends are like, oh, you play in a band? That's adorable. How cute of you. And then I'm like, yeah, for sure. What do you do? Oh, I sing and play, you know, guitar. And they know me growing up, like I was in choir. So I did like all these choral performances, and I did musicals through high school, which is super fun. I think theater is one of the most fun things and rewarding things I ever did. And then they get like, oh, well, I'll come to a show. I'm like, well, think, sleep on it for a second.
Yeah.
And then they'll come. Yeah. They'll be like, that's not you up on stage. That's insane. Like, how do you do that? And, well, I got really mad and had road rage, found out how to use my false chords while yelling at some jackhole who cut me off. And away we went.
I love the fact that it was like one of the first shows, not the first, but one of the first shows that I saw you guys perform. You actually did something for the very first time as a metal band. You performed something acoustic.
Yes.
And that was so cool, and it was so down to earth. And I love electric and loud music, but there's just something about when you strip it down. And I know you can, you know, associate with that, but I thought it was so cool. And today, you're going to do an acoustic version of one of your songs right here in the studio that you've never performed before, acoustic?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, we've only done that one song acoustically that we played. That's really the only song we have that is acoustic focused.
Okay.
But I mean, I grew up an acoustic player. I grew up listening to a lot of folk music, a lot of, again, stuff from the 70s. So acoustic is my home. So it's really cool to be able to bring some of our, I would say this is traditionally one of our heavier songs, just down to acoustic. I think it sounds really cool.
All right, so what song are you guys going to do right now?
We are going to be playing Crusades off of our new EP, The Rent in Hell is Free. Crusades is basically about the first crusades that the Christians did on Jerusalem back in, I guess this is the 11th century, and all of the tragedy and war crimes that were committed in the name of God, or, you know, their goals.
Right, right. All right. So as they're getting set right now with their guitars, we have in the studio with us the band Defiant. You can also catch them online through the socials that they do not look after very often. What is the
Defiant 17055 is the easiest way. You're going to find us on Facebook.
There you go.
That'll link us. That also gets you to our Instagram. That gets you to our Twitter. And we do have a website. What is the address of the website?
I can't DefiantPA.com.
All right. So here they are, Defiant, in the studio at iRockRadio.me. This is their acoustic version of the song Crusades.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
when nobody's breathing, and all of it for the church. Bodies are burning and nobody's listening. That's when we come, that's when we come alive.
iRockRadio.me, Defiant. They are in the studio with us. That was them doing their first ever acoustic performance of the song Crusades. Great job.
Thank you.
I see, and that's the thing too. Like, you know, you guys crush it on stage, but then you do this acoustic stuff and it's just like, it's so beautiful. You
know? I hope this never comes out. Everyone's gonna find out we're a bunch of softies.
I know, right?
They see us on stage and be like, man, they're mean. We get off stage, they're like, they are babies.
So now that song is on which EP?
That was on the Rent in Hell the is Free. Hell is the Free. Starting track on that EP.
Okay. And that did come out last year.
Yeah.
All right. And that is still available online along with your merch and everything else. So right now, you have been doing quite a few shows that we were talking about. You did Puddle of Mud, you did Buck Cherry twice with each of them.
Right.
OTEP, you said LA Guns and Kicks. And Kicks. So have you had a favorite so far?
Between LA Guns and Kicks, I think the first Kicks show was just such a blast because last minute we were told we were going to be direct support and we didn't know that if we were going to even have enough time to do that. Ended up being one of the best crowds we ever had, one of the best shows we ever did. We were so excited. We were young. We didn't know any better. We didn't realize the business behind it. I think that was probably one of my favorite shows.
That was definitely a feel-good moment show for sure.
And Kicks was there. That was kind of cool.
What about you, Paul B?
I'm not even sure if I even stayed for any of them.
No.
No.
You stayed because you wanted to hear Don't Close My Eyes.
But I didn't.
But you didn't.
You ended up leaving.
Oh, you didn't.
Either time.
No.
So you're the, that's right. They did say they have you sign stuff ahead of time so just in case you're not there. Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
He turns into a pumpkin at 11 p.m.
Talk about the soft-spoken one. He is the most soft-spoken one.
Yes.
By far. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what my problem is.
Okay.
I want to stay. I guess it's the people. I don't know.
That's true.
I love them all.
Joe,
yeah.
You were a man without a last name, so you ended up creating the name Joe Defiant. Is it your last name is because of the band, or the band is because of your name, or you legally changed your name? What is going on with you?
Metal world peace,
yeah.
Mystery.
The whole thing behind the Joe Defiant thing, like before I had the band, I didn't have any social media as my real name, or I wasn't into it. So, but in order to promote a band, you need a Facebook page, you need an Instagram page, and on Facebook, you need to have you can't have a page without a personal profile behind it,
right?
So, it was originally, first of all, I'm a moron because it was a play on John Doe, but I was thinking Joe Doe. So it's supposed to be John Defiant, but I screwed that up. And so I made it Joe Defiant as, like I said, a play on John Doe. And because thinking it's not going to matter. Like, I'm not really going to use it. I'm just going to use the band page. And then I don't even remember who started calling it me that. And I just went from there. And it really was supposed to be we could have all been Joe Defiant. It didn't have a specific person, but then it just became that.
Well, that's good, because I just got a tattooed on my lower back.
Oh, my name's your tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And that's wonderful, too, because when you're drumming, you know, that's when your shirt hikes up the most.
Yeah, right. For sure, yeah.
And now it's 100%. Become a really stupid thing, because in my real world, my real life, when I sign, you know, an email, I have written Joe, but like, thanks, Joe. And I'm like, no, that's not my name. and vice versa. I have to think about which name I'm going to sign.
Well, see, I wouldn't have known. I would have just figured, hey, it's Joe. Maybe it's his not last even name Joe. Isn't Defiant.
No, but, you know, Joe is not even my real first name. No.
Yo, Joe.
It starts with a W.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And we'll take that.
It's out. Walter.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah.
It's Walter.
You know what's going to happen? The next big show that you guys have, which we're going to talk about in just a little bit, but the next big show, everyone's going to come up to you and they're going to say, they're going to call you Walter.
Fuck.
That's it. You can say it. You can say it.
Crap, poop.
Darn.
Rats.
All right. So let's talk about this big show that everyone's going to call you Walter.
Yes. All right. Can't wait.
So it's at Club Excel. It's coming up very soon. What is it? February 5th?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to coming to this show just as a fan, but you know, who knows what might end up happening. But so it's you,
Eternal Frequency,
mm-hmm.
Lyndhurst, and Dinosaurs in Paris.
I'm looking over these guys. I don't even know.
No, I know. I didn't know what you guys were doing.
Oh, are you not listening?
Who's on the bill? Listening. I think Paul and Paul were just staring at each other, and they're like, longingly. "No, you talk. Yeah. No, you talk. You talk."
Yes,
what's that?
Yeah.
You do it.
Thinking about that Joe Defiant tramp stamp.
Listen, man.
I'll show you that later, man.
For sure.
I've seen it.
No.
Oh, my God.
We already have multiple people with Defiant tattoos. We're just adding to the list now.
I thought I saw one. Yeah. You guys posted one on online, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's a couple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from the one that you have one, right?
I don't have Defiant. I have the Anarchy
oh, you don't.
Symbol. I have the Anarchy symbol, but I do not have Defiant.
One of you has the no. Defiant. No?
No.
No, there's a then couple from Shemokin that... Yeah. Both of them have it
as like their
whole forearm.
Okay. You did post it of somebody else then. I figured it was one of you guys at first that started doing it.
No, it's just like my wife. I'm never getting Defiant tattooed on me. Just in case.
Maybe after retirement.
In case there's a yikes. But no, this show is going to be stacked. I mean, Eternal Frequency, they sound killer. Lyndhurst has some of the nicest people in the world in that band, and they're super cool. Dinosaurs in Paris is also a phenomenal band. And even more special is that I guess we can announce that we are going to be filming the whole show.
Just our set.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, just our set.
Oh, get wrecked. Everybody
else. So okay, you're gonna film.
So we're gonna film our set. We're doing like a little bit of like a documentary style thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure you're rowdy when you're at the show.
You know, pretend like you like us.
Yeah. Yes. You're going to be on film.
Make it like a wrestling show that you bring signs and make sure you have Defiant signs and you have like those big letter signs. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six people have to hold up different letters to spell out Walter.
That's right.
All the bras go stage left.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. That goes to Paul B.
Oh, no, you cheated. Stage left. That's your side.
Oh, I did cheat. Oh, wow. Stage right.
Oh, boy. Was that a Freudian slip or did he plan it?
No, I just don't think he knew his left from his right.
That's pretty much it. All right.
So this is going to be filmed for like a private documentary, or is it going to be something that the record company puts out, or...
The record company was the one that had the idea that they want us to do that just because you can reach a bigger audience with your live show, you mm-hmm. know, and I think the idea is we'll get it, like it's going to be spliced in with B-roll and interview footage and everything, and then my guess is we'll probably kind of release it like a song or two at a time.
Like it'll be episodic. And then,
yes, make sure that when you go to the show that you're rowdy. If you're anywhere in Maryland, east side of Pennsylvania... definitely make sure to come out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Club Excel, and you can actually get tickets in advance, right?
Yes.
You guys have tickets in advance?
They're actually $10 tickets in advance. It's going to be $15 at the door, so go out there on XL Live's website. It'll link you to the Ticketmaster site, and you can get advance tickets. I think even with Ticketmaster fees, it's less than $15, so it's less than the door charge, so get them in advance.
Is there a link on your website or on your Facebook page that people can just do a one-stop click?
If you go, you have to go to the event page. If you go to Defiant page, it's in under our events. Go into the event, and there's the Ticketmaster.
Do we have it on the DefiantPA.com?
It is on DefiantPA.com under our tour dates. And yeah, trust me, between now and then, we'll probably link it about 100 times. So
yep.
Wonderful. Well, looking forward to it because we love playing you guys. He's watching. Fantastic song. That's actually one of your bigger songs when you're playing out. Wendy, free for a price. Now I'm going to be paying more attention to Crusades. Yes. So that's awesome. Website is defiantpa.com.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So defiantpa.com.
And that will link you to all
that
of our
That will
socials.
Take you to
all,
yeah. That's what we do. It's a lot easier to just say, just go there and click on it. And you can go to the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the everything.
So. And if you sign up for the mailing list, you get Babe of the Day picks of
you
Paul
do.
B.
Nice.
You do.
That's right. We're going to have a whole bunch of hot chicks for each day, and Paul B's face is going to be right. Photoshopped right on it.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
All right. Defiant, thank you guys for all showing up.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
you it. Great us, job, ma'am. Acoustic, and we look forward to hanging out with you guys and doing more things.
Awesome, appreciate man. We'll you, man. See you February 5th, I guess.
We'll see you February 5th.
Awesome.